go out to LA. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
What up, BTG? It's your boy 12 Kyle from the 12 Kyle podcast and the Rap Soul podcast. You asked a question about, like, the struggle meal.
Yes, sir.
I am 10 years older than you, Baylor, so you may not remember this, but back in the day, and my family, we didn't have, we weren't rich by any stretch of imagination. We weren't wealthy. We weren't poor, but, you know, from time to time, we would have, like, these struggle meals. And one of the biggest struggle meals I remember eating, do you remember Steakums? Steakums, like, it was this thing called Steakums back in the day. And it was like, think like of a Philly cheesesteak, but it's not really steak. Like, it's a bootleg version of steak. So you would put it in the in like a toaster oven or the oven, heat it up, and it's steak or fake steak, what I used to call it, and it's on a bun. And we would eat those things, man. We put a little mustard on it. But, you know, it wasn't until I got older that I realized what steak really was. Like, I really thought this was steak, but it was called Steakums. And it was pretty good, man. But it was, looking back on it now, it was a struggle meal because it really ain't steak. It wasn't even a close facsimile to what steak
is. It was teriyaki leather.
So, yeah, that was my struggle meal. Now, I do have a family member, a big cousin, William. William is probably in his late 60s by now. When I was a little kid, he told me about a struggle meal that he had as a kid. And I've never heard this before in my life. But he said when he was a little boy, if they were really, really hungry, their struggle meal would be something that they call ash sandwiches. You heard that right. Not ass, A-S-S, but ash, A-S-H. Ash sandwiches. They would take the ash from an ashtray where there was either cigars or cigarettes, put it on a loaf of bread, fold the bread, and then eat the ash sandwich. I've never heard of something more crazy and disgusting in my life. And he said he did this as a child a couple of times. So I don't know who else is submitting entries for struggle meals, but I will go out on a limb and say eating a ash sandwich in the 60s, or maybe probably was the 70s when he did this. Either in the 60s or the 70s, it's probably about as nasty as you can get. You let me know what you think. 5 G's.
That's my man, 12 Kyle. Hey, if you think you doing bad in life, there's people out there that had to make sandwiches with ashtray content. What? Nigga, like, you never think about somebody else having it worse than you? Here, I'm over here fried bologna. Like, this is a special episode. I wanted to give spaghetti some love because spaghetti is definitely a struggle meal. Spaghetti is the auntie who grew up in the hood but moved out of the hood. Still ghetto though. Like, ghetto but stay in, you know, they got money. And so they act a certain way. That's what spaghetti is. Spaghetti will always be from the block. You know what I'm saying? That's a struggle meal for it. But brother, ashes? Press 9. Press any button on the phone if we got to get some help. Because what? Man. When I tell you, my peoples, we have a story to tell. We got a story to tell. It's more to that story than just ashes in between some bread. I need the full story. I need to know what's going on. I need to know what it was. Like, at this point, I need to know the history. I need to know the history. Steakums, man. I looked it up. So here's the thing, 12K. I'm not sure if I had it or not. I can't really tell. I can't tell you for sure. Although I know it's something that rings a bell. I can just tell you that. It's something that rings a bell. And you probably unlocked a vintage memory. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But when I looked it up, I'm like, this shit looks straight out of the 80s. It's wild. That's not real. That's not real steak. That's steak-um. Steak, that ain't real steak. That's teriyaki leather, 12 cal. That's what that is. Said it's 100% beef. Delicious. Yeah, man. And I bet you, look, it looked like it's one of those $1.69 joints. Oh, they $6.59. Well, you know, inflation. You know? Yeah, I mean, that's a cool struggle meal right there, 12 cal. I mean, it looked like you can get pretty full off of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially, did y'all extra season in it? Did y'all have to doctor it up? Because I know sometimes, you know what I'm saying, when you have stuff put together like that, it looked like it got some green onion. Is it? Let me see. Let me zoom in on this picture. Yeah, somebody got bell peppers all up in it. It looks dry. That looks wild, but look, it's a hood meal, though. Hood meal, though. Spaghetti. That's top tier right there. To me, spaghetti, and then right next to it is always going to be rice and beans. You know what I'm saying? Red beans and rice. Man, come on now. Red beans and rice and cornbread. Red beans and rice and cornbread. That's all you need. Sit down. Sit down. Watch the halftime show again. Get pissed off and eat your red beans and rice and cornbread. That's fire. That's a dope. Like, some of these struggle meals got the nerve. Like, we don't know where they came from. You know what I'm saying? They acting different. It's still spaghetti. Just depends on the sauce. That's a good one, 12 cal. I appreciate that one, my brother.